Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Skin Report. Today, we're going to discuss medical aesthetic treatments for men. They are not the largest group of people we see in our medical spas, but they are definitely a growing demographic, and there are some excellent solutions in skincare and medical aesthetic treatments that cater specifically to them. So I'm going to start my discussion with Shahira. Hi, Shahira.
Hi.
So we are going to talk about men's beauty treatments. Mm-hmm. And there's actually quite a bit to cover.
Yeah. And, you know, I will also preface this by saying I did Google. You know, I love the auto results that appear. So actually for medical aesthetics, that's not, and men, if you were to put those words together, I'm very curious what men or those who identify as men, what they're searching for. And generally it's skincare related. But I know and I see, and especially through just working with you, that they are more and more interested in entering a medical, entering a medical spa and even more treatments that would maybe be surprising to them that they encounter and actually end up experiencing.
Yeah, actually, you know, I have to say that, and it's great that more men are interested in taking care of their skin and they're interested in looking their best. And that's what brings them to exploring skincare solutions and solutions for other things. I mean, in the medical spa, we are addressing acne scars typically, and more younger men do come in for that. And I think that's actually my largest demographic of
the
young that I'm seeing. Young men in their 20s and 30s looking to erase acne scars. And I do tend to see that more in men of color, because acne scars are more developed or deeper in men of color with hyperpigmentation. And then the second is hair loss. You know, hair loss can start very early in men, and being more proactive about addressing it early on is going to give better results. The third is body sculpting. You know, all the treatments that we do for permanent fat reduction in stubborn areas of body fat in women apply equally to men, and they are seeking those treatments. And again, that's another very popular service line.
So I have read that men tend to have, just because of like not self exfoliation, probably because if they do shave, they tend to have more oily skin.
Yeah, it's not because they shave. It's because they actually do have a thicker dermis, and they actually have more oil production because of their hormones. So they are prone to deeper acne scars, and they're also, and because they have more oil production, they also are likely not going to have as many fine lines and wrinkle as women do. However, they also have bigger muscles. So they tend to have some deep lines in certain facial muscles like the forehead, which will bring them in. But yes, going back to acne, they tend to produce more oil than women do, and they do have thicker skin. But of course, if they're shaving, that just complicates things because it tends to make their hair follicles get more swollen, more likely to get clogged, and also have ingrown hair, which of course exacerbates the acne.
So I'm from listening to, is exfoliation generally a thing that they're not aware that they should be doing? Where should they begin their skincare process?
Right. So you know, generally when it comes to the signs of aging, men are luckier. They don't have, they have more oil in their skin. They have thicker skin, but they also tend to want a simpler regimen. And I know I'm really generalizing here, but they do tend to want nothing more than a three-step
routine.
A two-in-one. They're more likely to be victim to the two or five-in-one products. So I like to keep it very simple, you know, three-step routine. AM routine, a nice exfoliating cleanser, a salicylic acid cleanser.
That does not dry your skin.
Right. And something with an AHA or a BHA cleanser. Then a serum, like a vitamin C serum. And then follow that with sunblock. Easy, simple, and it's very effective. Now, contrast that to a woman where she may have to also apply a moisturizer, a moisture-blocking hyaluronic acid. So, you know, those were only three steps, while a woman might have to take five steps. And the PM, a nice cleanser that, again, is exfoliating the skin, and retinol, and that's it. So generally, I think that's easier for them to stick to, and it works really well. So you don't have to get too complicated.
Now, if they want to come to your medical spa or any medical spa where you do more advanced skin treatments, where can they begin with either acne or if they just wanted to get a little general boost?
So in general, if you're usually a younger man is going to look for acne treatments because he's likely not experiencing too many fine lines. But if he is, you know, go to someone who does Botox and ask them about, have you done, how many men do you do Botox on? It's not going to be as many as women, but it is nice to know that your provider has experience treating people like you, right? And of your gender. But with acne scars, I will say, do be very, very careful about skin tone. So again, you know, you can start your acne scar reduction journey with microneedling generally, which works very well, but make sure that you're working with somebody who's treated your skin tone. So they're giving you effective treatments that are safe for you. And yes, that's sort of what you can start early on. And
the maintenance for that would be?
And the maintenance, well, you know, you're going to, because again, you are going to have great results initially and you want to keep them and make them better. If you're starting young, every 6 months, come in and get a collagen induction treatment. But in general, you know, men in their 20s to 30s are likely looking at acne scar reduction. Microneedling is a great solution for that. Skincare with a simple routine. And then as they age, what they may notice is more deep lines in their forehead, around their eyes, in the crow's feet area. Botox, it works great. And at that stage, I generally find men tend to do really well with Botox and they don't need a lot of the other treatments we are doing for collagen induction in women because they actually do produce collagen better than women at the same, in the same age group. And they have more oil production. So that's sparing their skin of fine lines also. So when it comes to treatments like microneedling or lasers for anti-aging, we tend to do it more in men a little later on in life.
Okay.
Yeah.
What age group do you think? Or have you experienced?
50, usually 50s, while women, you know, women are doing these in their 30s. So there's a big difference.
Now, when it comes to a sort of full body rejuvenation, and when I say rejuvenation, I mean generally, you know, sculpting or muscle enhancement, fat loss. Do you see a lot of men who come to your clinics who want to have that little boost as well?
Yes. You know, I think I see a lot more men who are looking at reduction of stubborn fat under their chin, to give them a more defined jawline. That's a very, very popular service. And I think it looks, it's great that they're exploring that. And just like women, you know, love handles, you know, lower stomach, popular. We use M-Sculpt Neo for that. We use Sculpture Laser for the chin, for other parts of the body for permanent fat destruction. And there are many solutions, but that is a commonly requested service. And then finally, hair loss. And there's so much that we could talk about when it comes to hair, which I don't think we can cover in this episode. But, you know, if you're a man and you're experiencing hair loss and you're even in your 20s, this is abnormal, as in it shouldn't be happening, but it is very normal. There are many, many other young men experiencing it. And if you start exploring things like PRP injections or microneedling with PRP in the scalp, you're going to have success. So, you know, don't be shy to explore that because there are a lot more men experiencing hair loss in their 20s than you think.
And it's a great preventative measure, too.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, exactly. No, prevention is always better than correction.
If anyone has any questions, especially if they're a man or they're new to medical aesthetics, where do you
start? Or they're a sister or a wife or a mom.
Yeah. Or their support system wants to send them somewhere. Where can they generally find you to ask any questions?
Yeah. So you can always ask us in the comments on our YouTube platform. And again, everyone, thank you so much for listening to us today. Please remember to subscribe, follow, share, like, and of course, ask any questions. And we will see you next time.